I have heard the crying of your heart. I have seen the searching of your soul. I know how deeply you have desired the truth. In pain have you called out for it, and in joy. Unendingly have you beseeched me. Show myself, explain myself, reveal myself. I am doing so here in terms so plain you cannot misunderstand, in language so simple you cannot be confused, in vocabulary so common you cannot get lost in the verbiage. So go ahead now, ask me anything, anything. I will contrive to bring you the answer. The whole universe will I use to do this, so be on the lookout. This is far from my only tool. You may ask a question, then put this down, but watch, listen. The words to the next song you hear, the information in the next article you read, the storyline of the next movie you watch, the chance utterance of the next person you meet, or the whisper of the next river, the next ocean, the next breeze that caresses your ear. All these devices are mine. All these avenues are open to me. I will speak to you if you will listen. I will come to you if you will invite me. I will show you then that I have always been there, always.
I have searched for the path to God all my life.
I know you have.
And now, I've found it, and I can't believe it. It feels like I'm sitting here talking to myself.
You are.
That does not seem like what a communication with God would feel like.
You want bells and whistles? I'll see what I can arrange.
You know, don't you, that there are those who will call this a blasphemy, especially if you keep showing up as such a wise guy.
Let me explain something to you. You have this idea that God shows up in only one way in life. That's a very dangerous idea. It stops you from seeing God all over. If you think God looks only one way, or sounds only one way, or is only one way, you're going to look right past me night and day. You'll spend your whole life looking for God and not finding her, because you're looking for a him. I use this as an example. It has been said that if you don't see God in the profane and the profound, you're missing half the story. That is a great truth. God is in the sadness and the laughter, in the bitter and the sweet. There is a divine purpose behind everything, and therefore a divine presence in everything.
Well, I once began writing a book called God is a Salami Sandwich.
That would have been a very good book. I gave you that inspiration. Why didn't you write it?
Well, it felt like blasphemy, or at the very least, horribly irreverent.
You mean wonderfully irreverent. What gave you the idea that God is only reverent? God is the up and the down, the hot and the cold, the left and the right, the reverent and the irreverent. Think you that God cannot laugh? Did you imagine that God doesn't enjoy a good joke? Is it your knowing that God is without humor? I tell you, God invented humor. Must you speak in hushed tones when you speak to me? Are slang words or tough language outside my ken? I tell you, you can speak to me as you would speak with your best friend. Do you think there is a word I haven't heard? A sight I have not seen? A sound I do not know? Is it your thought that I despise some of these, while I love the others? I tell you, I despise nothing. None of it is repulsive to me. It's life. And life is the gift, the unspeakable treasure, the holy of holies. I am life, for I am the stuff life is. Its every aspect has a divine purpose. Nothing exists, nothing, without a reason understood and approved by God.
How can this be? How can this be? What of the evil which has been created by man?
You cannot create a thing, not a thought, an object, an event, no experience of any kind, which is outside of God's plan. For God's plan is for you to create anything, everything, whatever you want. In such freedom lies the experience of God being God. And this is the experience for which I created you and life itself. Evil is that which you call evil. Yet even that I love, for it is only through that which you call evil that you can know good. Only through that which you call the work of the devil that you can know and do the work of God. I do not love hot more than I love cold, high more than low, left more than right. It's all relative. It is all part of what is. I do not love good more than I love bad. Hitler went to heaven. When you understand this, you will understand God.
But I have been raised to believe that good and bad do exist, that right and wrong are opposed, that some things are just not okay, not all right, not acceptable in the sight of God.
Everything is acceptable in the sight of God, for how can God not accept that which is? To reject a thing is to deny that it exists. To say that it is not okay is to say that it is not a part of me, and that's impossible. Yet, hold to your beliefs and stay true to your values, for these are the values of your parents, of your parents' parents, of your friends, and of your society. They form the structure of your life, and to lose them would be to unravel the fabric of your experience. Still, examine them, one by one. Review them piece by piece. Do not dismantle the house, but look at each brick and replace those which appear broken, which no longer support the structure. Your ideas about right and wrong are just that, ideas. They are the thoughts which form the shape and create the substance of who you are. There would be only one reason to change any of these, only one purpose in making an alteration, if you are not happy with who you are. Only you can know if you are happy. Only you can say of your life, "This is my creation in which I am well pleased." If your values serve you, hold to them, argue for them, fight to defend them. Yet seek to fight in a way which harms no one. Harm is not a necessary ingredient in healing.
You know, you say hold to your values at the same time you say our values are all wrong. Help me with this.
I have not said your values are wrong, but neither are they right. They're simply judgments, assessments, decisions. For the most part, they are decisions made not by you, but by someone else. Your parents, perhaps, your religion, your teachers, historians, politicians. Very few of the value judgments you have incorporated into your truth are judgments you yourself have made based on your own experience. Yet experience is what you came here for, and out of your experience were you to create yourself. You have created yourself out of the experience of others.